Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard. And your phone calls today at 1-800-229-3000. It's a great day for New Life.
I'm glad you accepted my call. I listen every day.
Now, can we all be friends if I say something a little bit confrontive?
Give it to me straight. I can take it.
Right. It won't be indirect and it won't be flippant. It will be respectful. But I want you to look at this as you have a problem.
I know I'm making excuses.
Love your honesty. Okay.
So you're saying he went from the honeymoon to the honey move?
Whenever you do that, it's a little quick.
Yeah.
Are you wondering, Elizabeth, if you're trapped?
Rather than try to teach them something, I would listen and I would just kind of point out the inconsistencies, the lack of evidence, and some of the social pressure that's there.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hey, Jill.
Hey, Steve.
And Dr. Dave Stoop.
Good to be here. Good to
here
see
we are again,
colorful
guys.
Jill.
Yes.
That's right. Hey,
the
I want to mention right off the bat, we need your story, your recovery story, and you can send it to sarterburn@newlife.com. And then before you got here, Jill, Dave and I were online at our new website there, and we were looking at a video of baby talk. Two babies.
Twins.
Talking to each other. Yeah. Holds up one foot. And just on, they were really communicating. One and wave
they,
and the other one.
And it's like they totally understood each other.
All right. So on our website.
Okay. Fun, guys.
You just go to the website there and you'll be able to see. I don't know what you'll see. But anyway, it'll say talking baby somewhere on there. And you can see our website's really easy. You go to New Life Live, you push one button, and there's New Life Live. You push the other button about the workshops, store to buy resources, and then the fourth button to donate. And then there's more over there. That must be where the babies are in the more.
So it's more
section.
User-friendly now?
Oh,
you can
very,
find things
pretty
more
nice.
Easily?
Yeah. Extremely user-friendly.
Oh, good.
But go watch that video. You will be fascinated by that video. It is really cool. All right.
So we have a
what's
human
that,
interest
what's that
spot.
Theory?
Yeah, and it is.
Yeah, okay, scroll down on our website, and there you'll find a little baby on there. And it's
amazing.
A really a lot of fun.
It is amazing.
It does show you, though, you know, people, you learn to communicate.
And what if it only has one sock on, and it seems to be the problem, and they point at it, and they hold up the foot. And
there's nothing they do makes a sock appear. Anyway, if you want to join us on the program, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Now, do I look 10 years younger today? No. Okay, so I'm walking down the mall with Madeline last night, and there's this makeup store, not makeup, but this skin store that's opened up that has gold in it, 24-karat gold in the product. And so the guy, you know how they get you over there, and he's talking to me and showing me all this stuff, and he says, "Now these are $1,800 over here for three things here, but you know these are only
for makeup.
These are only $300 for these."
And I already thought it was overpriced.
Oh my goodness! And I'm sitting here going, "Now wait, I think we're kind of having a little bit of a recession here and everything." And he says, "You know, we just opened yesterday, and fortunately, we had a lady buy $12,000 worth of this, and that put us at $47,000 for the 2 days. Can you imagine? For lotion. People paid for
For makeup. Look at how much money they can.
Hey,
so they put it on you, and that's why you look young?
And he says, "Oh, look at that." And I'm going, what's
10 years, huh?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, the bags look lighter.
Do they look lighter? Yeah. Good.
Less defined.
Anyway.
Your skin is a little fresher.
Yes. Well, you know, people are starving. And if you're putting gold on your skin for $1,800 for
indulgent.
A vial, it's kind of vile to put the vial.
I doubt if any of our listeners are doing that.
Anyway, I want to meet that lady and see if she's a tither because we need her help. She could have given $12,000 to help people transform their lives, but instead she's trying to transform her skin. Ugh. And I don't think
it's going
to work.
But that just proves how desperate people are.
$12,000 worth of desperate. That was just one visit. I wonder what she did at Home Depot. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back for more of New Life Live right after this. 1-800-229-3000. That's the number to call. 1-800-229-3000.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And, you know, Terry McIntosh, our producer, mentioned that here we are, we're wanting 1,000 Club New Life members, and because you only have to pay $30 a month.
So how do you come up with $42,000?
Well, the average is 42. People actually do more than $30 a month. So the average is 42.
But
so,
it starts at $30
so
a month.
So for a year, we're working on the $42,000. They get 47 in a...
2 days?
Yeah, 2 days' time. It's amazing.
Well, it's all, like Jill said, tied to vanity.
Yes, vanity sells.
You know
really
what
does.
I said to the guy showing my own income level? Well, do you have a starter kit? He says, no.
Travel size?
We don't have a starter kit.
Do you have any without the gold?
Samples?
What, you got a sample there?
I walked away with a sample. There you go.
It's the size of a stamp.
Yeah. one little envelope there for my trouble.
Hey, can I see that?
No. Yeah, sure. Okay. Let's go to Gabriela from Houston, Texas. Gabriela, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
How hot is it in Houston today?
Oh, it's hot, but it's great.
It's hot, but great? Go figure.
She's used to it.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah, you know, I was raised in Bryan, and the humidity and the heat together was, it was really tough. Very draining, but you don't find that to
not
be the case.
Not good for your hair.
Well, but if you live there, it's
sure,
like...
you know, so life is good for right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on in your life that you would call a live talk show today?
Well, I have a question for you guys, obviously. I am, can I say practically engaged? Is that a correct term to use, engaged without the ring?
Mm-hmm.
But my boyfriend and I have really been talking seriously about marriage and our desire to do that and do that together. And, you know, I've really been talking that out. But we are just not sure, like, how I'm a... going to be a junior in college right now, so I'm 21, he's 22. We are waiting to, like, we don't know whether to wait for better financial security or if we can make it sooner, like, without, you know, a lot of money saved in the bank, if that's still appropriate, or
you call the right place.
Y'all might have on that at all.
Yeah, you've called the right place.
Well, thank you. I'm sure I did.
There's no definitive answer for your question, but there might be some wisdom and principles that you might want to adhere to. And here's what I would say for you personally. I don't know him. But, Gabriela, you need to graduate. If I was your dad, I'd be saying you need to graduate from college, and you need at least a year to be whoever Gabriela is as a person, single, not going to school. You need to live that life so that at age 33, you're not saying, wow, I've never really been on my own. I was at school and all of that, and then I got married there my senior year. I never really had that time, that stage of life where I could say, well, I think I need another year of this. That's what I would say to you.
Okay.
So in other words, financial is not the only question
not here. Not the only one. It's you want to you know, I think it's sad when people don't at least have a year of college, not because of the education, but the experience of college. So the thing's, okay, I went to college. I didn't like that. I left. Big deal. But now you've done it. I think it's sad if you don't have the experience of a postgraduate singlehood that really could make a big difference in your life and your satisfaction later on.
Well, and I think, Gabriella, what he's saying to you is the opposite of what I did. My wife and I got married when we were both 20 years old, and we basically grew up together. And that was really tough. And we call the first 10 years of our marriage the Great Tribulation.
Mm.
And that's why we're not really into prophecy much, because we've already lived through it. See? And then I went to school part-time because we didn't finish school full-time because I had to now support a wife, and then we had children come along. We've been married a very long time, so it worked, but it was a lot of work. And I think if you hear what Steve is saying, that you want to have some time to be you, so that you know what you're bringing to the marriage relationship, and he has the same time. That's wise, and you just need to pace yourself and go for it.
Yeah.
So, Gabrielle,
I definitely hear you guys on that. As two Christians, I promise I'm not trying to argue with y'all at all. But
okay.
Just kind of on a question of purity, we are, you know, two Christian people, and we definitely want to stay pure. And to be honest, guys, you know, we do kind of struggle with that, not we haven't crossed major boundaries that we've set up, but we do have this tendency to have already started breaking some, and then we redo them, and we go back mm-hmm. and find strength in our community and in prayer together and all that. But we are kind of finding that to be a tremendous struggle. So could you talk to me a little bit about that?
Like, well, congratulations on having a standard mm-hmm. and wanting to stick to it. And when you break it, you go back. But my advice
to you... And be normal, struggling with it.
Right. But my advice would be to step back from the fire.
Yeah.
Don't put yourself in those places.
Right. This just sounds so old-fashioned and dumb, but if you guys would commit to not being alone where those kinds of things happen, you'd be so proud of yourself. Wow, look at that. We took a temptation. The worst, maybe the most tempting temptation we'll ever have, and we did something about it. And you'd be so proud of yourself, and you would honor God in that way.
Well, but the great apostle says it's better to marry than burn.
Right, right. There are opinions all across the board here, and a lot of people would say that, Dave.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Gabriella, how long have the two of you been dating?
We have been dating for 10 months.
For mm-hmm. 10 months. Okay. Okay. And so so you haven't really been dating all that long, and you're talking about when were you thinking you wanted to get married?
Potentially in about a year.
So, okay. So you are giving it another year. So you will have some time there. And your living situation, because I can hear that you're not really liking what you've heard from the guys today. So, you know, I'm wondering, it's important to kind of evaluate. And in light of what they were saying about giving yourself some time to be you, you know, what's your living situation? Are parents completely supporting you and you're in the dorms? Are you living in an apartment with roommates? Are you working? You know, how much of your life have you taken responsibility for? Because that's part of it, not just going from mom and dad into a marriage. Because then you're going from...
definitely fair.
Right, one person taking care of you to then another person taking care of you, and that doesn't always work out so well. But,
right.
You know, there are no guarantees, mm-hmm. right? In terms of, well, there's no right way to do it an outcome. But
two years before you get married is a
good
minimum.
Time.
You know,
I think so, too.
And, you know, 4 or 5 years is sometimes too long.
Right.
So there's that aspect as well. There are different facets to this, Gabriella, you just want to avoid the extremes like, oh, love conquers all, just go get married tomorrow. And wisdom together as you talk about this. That's a big thing.
We don't want to stumble, so we're going to rush to get married, or we've got to save and have all this money in the bank.
No,
those extremes.
Finances are irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you did wait, I would be suggesting that you guys, after you graduated, would take a break from each other. Not break up, but take a break and date at least five other people each.
Oh, now you've really... Okay, what about your new book?
Last Dates Before I Do. I
yes,
wrote about
Gabriella.
This. And it, I'll tell you
She's
something.
She's going to be sorry
Well, it's not just
today.
A book. It's going to be a reality show on CMT Network. And I got to tell you, when we did this with the couple on the show, it changed their lives. I mean, they got married, but it changed it, everything for them. So... those are some things to think about other than, oh my gosh, when we're alone and the fire's there and it's romantic, we like to be sexual, and so we need to get married so that we don't do that anymore. There are other options than just getting married.
Absolutely. I may interject in that in just a second. I don't think that our desire to get married stemmed from sexual desire for one another.
I didn't hear that.
Actually, once we started talking more about marriage, the more that became more apparent to us. I think that we are sexually drawn to one another. And that is definitely, I will be honest with you, that is not at all a major part of it, but that is part of the struggle.
Mm-hmm. It's one thing, of course.
Sooner.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you called. And we'll get your name and I'll send you Last Dates Before I Do when it comes out. In the meantime, I'll send you Walking Into Walls, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Walking Into Walls, five blind spots that can prevent God from working in your life. That's available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. We get it before the stores do. Let's talk to Kim from Fairfax, Virginia, WAVA. Kim, are you walking into any walls?
No, I don't think so, but thanks for asking.
Okay. Well,
thanks for asking.
All right.
So maybe we can put up a wall for you.
Maybe we'll build one.
Yeah, so right here.
Maybe I'll send
like
you the book.
Like we did for Gabriella.
You can call back and ask if you could deal with a wall that I made you believe you have. But anyway, how could we help you today?
Well, I have a kind of a complex question.
Okay.
I'm feeling hopeless and confused, and the reason is I have been praying for and, well, seeking God for a husband for many years.
Uh-huh.
And I listen to your show. I know that you guys are saying, you know, you have to get out there, put yourself out, join this, do that, and, you know, join a singles dating site and this and that. And I have met some of these men online that I have met online. Mm-hmm. I've met in person. And
yeah.
Some of these men are so broken.
Yeah.
How old are you, Kim?
That's a kind way to put
it. 45.
Oh, 45, sorry.
Right. What did you say? That's a kind way to describe it?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, they're actually beyond broken. They're shattered.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy mackerel. And then I've met people, you know, out in the real world, and I've asked them out, and either they're engaged or they have a girlfriend or they're married and don't wear the wedding ring. So
yeah.
I feel like I am going down these alleys and I'm almost banging my head against a wall. So I'm not walking into a wall, but I feel like I'm banging my head against a wall.
Well, that's kind of what the book's about.
Yeah. And so I went for prayer yesterday at this church, and I had prayed about, you know, some other things as well as a husband.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman told me, she said, well, the Lord was telling me to tell you about this husband thing, not yet. And he kept saying, not yet. And she said, it's like there's a bunch of mirages in your path, and it's these men that are, you know, not all that you're hoping they could be.
Mm-hmm.
And that she said, all the efforts that you're putting forth, God's not honoring them, and that it'll come, but it'll be in an unexpected way and not of my hand and not of my doing.
Hmm.
So I'm like, okay, so do I just sit back and stop trying? So here's the question. Do I keep trying, keep doing what I have been doing, but it doesn't seem to be working? Do I listen to what that woman said who prayed and said she got this from the Lord, that it's, you know, not yet, and, you know, everything I just told you? Or do I just, you know, kind of refocus on myself? I've got, like, I just lost some weight. I probably have another 35 pounds to lose, and I've been kind of on a healing journey.
Yeah.
And do I just continue that and just say, okay, not interested in the husband right now. I'm just going to continue to focus on myself and my own healing. So I'm feeling hopeless and confused.
Right.
And part of me wants to give up the search, and part of me really hungers for a husband.
Well, I got to tell you, the only area of life that I ever hear people saying God told them this to do nothing is in this area of dating and marrying.
So
when you look for a job, I mean, people don't say, no, don't go look for a job. I know you're miserable. I know this person spits on you every day. Hey, just don't do anything. God will take care of it. Well, why wouldn't you say to that person, well, why don't you look in the want ad? See if there's another position in your area. Maybe there's open up. Talk to your friends about another job. But when it comes to the dating thing, some people have this idea, well, here's the one area where God is going to do something he doesn't do in any other area of your life.
Well, that's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
What that lady said. I think there's another way to look at it.
Okay.
That has some hope in it.
Okay.
And isn't as hopeless as that sounds.
Sorry that I was sounding hopeless.
No. As hopeless as what that lady said.
Okay. Sounds. All right. We'll talk about that when we
You'd
come back.
You'd never talk hopeless.
No. Certainly not.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I wish I was who you think I am. The one you thought you married. The ideal husband, the amazing dad, the great lover. But my mind is filled with darkness, with images that I can't erase. I want so desperately to be the man you dreamed of, the man I know I can be. I am terrified to talk to you about this, but I want to. I need to. I want us to be close just as badly as you do. Can I talk to you? Can we be totally honest and know that we love each other enough to be open?
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help. I want help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Dave Stoop has some hope.
Well, yeah, I would interpret that what that lady said a little differently, Kim. The way I mean, part of it I don't agree with, in that that God's not honoring what you're doing. If he's not honoring what you're doing, maybe it's because of the desperation you feel. And so I would have heard that as saying, you've got some things to work on in you. Focus on those. Don't focus on a man right now. But don't stop the process. Don't give up the looking and the checking out and the work that you're doing. There's nothing wrong with that. Like Steve was saying, it's like if it was a job, it'd be a different thing. But don't make that your desperate focus. I hear the desperation in what you were saying earlier. And that's got to come across. It's like a sign on your forehead, a neon blinking sign that says, desperate, desperate. And that's the
even
part.
Even if it's subtle, it can be picked up.
Yeah, and it scares guys because guys are, they're not very, they're broken.
Like you
said. How do you do that? I usually say they're emotionally challenged.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, some of these guys that I've met from I'm on a Christian dating website, and like I said, they're not just broken, they're shattered.
Yeah.
But she even said, when she said, God is not honoring my efforts, like, you know, if I talk to somebody and say, hey, would you like to go out for a cup of coffee sometime? Like, even that, she was saying, is wrong.
I don't think that everything she is saying is from the Lord. Some of that may be some of her own issues in there as well. I don't think there's anything wrong with what you're doing. And that it's not something that God is holding back his blessing because doing something that's wrong. I don't think that's the situation.
Judy, you have a thought?
Yeah, Kim, I would just add that it's not an either or, that you have some work to do. Continue with your life. Pursue your interests and things that are pleasing to you.
Make that
but
the primary
be open.
Focus.
Yeah, make that the primary focus so that you're an alive and living person, not just sitting around waiting for somebody, but be open.
Okay, I have a lecture for you and other single women, okay?
You have a lecture?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We're
you ready?
All ears, Steve.
Well, first of all, there's a new Christian website I'm aware of called His Match for Me. You might want to try that. HisMatchForMe.com. Okay? That it's called HisMatchForMe.com means that it's a Christian website. I mean, it really is a real Christian website with some really good content. All right? But here are four words for you and others. First of all, proximity. Are you in proximity of other men? And you're saying, I've gone on these sites, I say hello to people in the world, and so proximity doesn't seem to be something that you have prevented happening, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, no, I mean, okay. I am out there, I'm living my life.
All right, I heard that, and that's just the first word.
I can entertain myself.
Okay, I'm with you. Proximity, you got that. Second word is availability. And here's my point on availability. If you're around men, do you act like you're available? Such as, there is nothing more game-changing than when you're talking to a man. Now listen to this. People think this is stupid. But you can go on our website and you can blog about it. But if you find a comfortable way to just reach over and tap a guy on the arm, touch him on the hand while he's talking, or on the shoulder. It says to that man, this is not a cold, unavailable, uptight. This actually could be a very fun human being I'm talking to. Dave, you agree with that?
Oh, yeah.
Jill?
Just that gentle, slight, appropriate
touch. You know, salespeople do that, too, and
just,
it really works.
Just one time, and it just breaks this barrier. Mm-hmm. Okay, but the question I would have in the area of availability to you is, are you looking at the right ages to be available to and the right income level? There are a lot of men, a little bit older, little less money than maybe we'd like, but they would be great fathers and great husbands. Maybe they're not very attractive either. But sometimes we're not making ourselves available to some people that would be great as husbands and fathers. So I would just ask you to look at that. Third word, attractability. You said you're losing weight. You've got 35 pounds to go. I believe, rather than saying God will bring someone to me, I think if we're going to be dating, we have to make ourselves look as attractive as possible. Doesn't that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and that's why I tell people, look at your senior picture in your yearbook, and if your hair looks exactly the same, maybe it's time for a new cut and a little bit of color.
Mine's
on
different
there. Yeah, yours is different.
Yeah.
So that's attractability. You do the best you can with what you've got, and you've got a ways to go, you say. You say you're going to lose another 35 pounds. Great. That's great. The fourth thing is connectability. Once you attract somebody in and they meet you, are you able to connect with that person? In other words, do you have a personality that really does sustain a relationship? You may not. You may have these old wounds. You may not trust men. All these kinds of things. But I say, let's go to work on these four words rather than say, well, and I'm just going to wait for God.
I think from what we hear about you, Kim, several of those you're already doing. And
yes.
You know, you just need to say, okay, which one do I need to work on? But if you make your own, make yourself the focus in the right sense of the word, you know, to where you are building a life of fulfillment and meaning regardless of what
and
happens.
And let go of the outcome.
Yeah.
And let go of the outcome, but don't stop, you know, doing the things that you're doing. That's how I would eliminate that from what that lady said, that one part, and then reframe the rest
of it. Okay. Kim?
Thank you.
Anything helpful that we said?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Thank you,
you know,
Kim.
I wrote down the proximity, availability, attractability, and connectability. I mean, I do engage with men. I talk to them. Men look at me. I mean, a ton of men look at me.
Good.
Just all right. The right ones.
We'll be back.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I counsel people every single day. I help marriages. I help broken people find healing. I teach the good news of a Savior that loves us. But why can't I accept it myself and break free from this bondage? I can't stop looking at pictures that I shouldn't be looking at, and fantasizing and lusting, and now I've taken it a step further and gone to a strip club. I have to stop. I want to stop.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help, and I can't do this on my own. I want to be the pastor that God wants me to be.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back. You had one more comment for Kim?
Yes, Steve, because you were talking about maybe some guys you wouldn't automatically look at and
right.
say, great.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's really good to be involved with people where you see people's personalities, because it changes how
right.
they look
right.
and how you perceive them.
Yeah.
So
seeing them in action.
Yeah.
And, you know, every single person that would like to marry someone needs to be volunteering at a soup kitchen or a city mission or something, because that's where you'll meet somebody else volunteering
yeah,
who has a great heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, yeah. I just can't imagine being single and not being part of helping other people. You know, mm-hmm. Madeline's single, but she and her boyfriend, they have this thing where they're always looking for these 5K races that are raising money for different causes. Mm. And I'm just thinking, man, if every single woman would say, okay, I can learn to run 5K, and because those places are full of people that want to connect with other people.
And who are generous and wanting to support.
And they're not there to connect, so it makes it better. It's not like
more
a
natural.
Meat
yeah.
Anyway, all right. Really glad she called, and I'll send her walking into walls. Let's go to Janet from Devil, Louisiana, KVDP.
Hello.
Hi there.
Thank you for taking my call. It's actually Deville.
Oh, Deville.
Good. We're relieved.
Right. Sorry about that.
Which
be sounds
devil.
Better than devil. It, I
sure
mean, anything's
does.
Better than devil, right?
Well, I love Deville eggs. And
yeah.
So thank you, Janet, for calling us. How could we help you today?
I have a question for you, and
okay.
I appreciate your God bless you for all you do and for all them for helping the American people. I have a son who's now 27, and for 10 years he's been a drug user and
uh-huh.
in and out of trouble, and now he has some serious legal charges facing him.
What did he get caught selling?
Pardon me?
Did he get caught selling drugs?
Somewhat, yes.
So so he's not just a guy with in and out of trouble. He's a drug dealer.
Well, no, not a drug dealer, but that is one of the situations that he got himself into.
But if you sell drugs, you're a drug dealer.
Well, yeah, that's true.
That's different than just using drugs.
Even if it's part time.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the question for us then?
So, my husband and I, throughout the years, in a what we called loving, you know, trying to help him, we would rescue him every time.
Yeah.
From the time he was 17.
For 10 years.
What we learned was we actually was enabling him.
Right.
And,
okay.
However, at this point, he has the, like I said, the serious charges facing him.
Yeah.
And he said he has a lawyer, however, who says for the right money can get him out of the charges.
Why? Why would you want to help him get out of the charges?
Because what would happen is it would end up costing him several years of his life. My heart hurts. My heart breaks for his children. He has.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Which would you have rather seen? Him in prison the past 10 years or him using and dealing drugs for the past 10 years? Well, you'd probably say I'd rather him using drugs because you enabled him. But I have found that many times the best place a person can be is in jail. It's safe. If they're going to change, they'll be motivated to change there, if anywhere. And Dave and I have walked into many prisons where guys are sitting around reading life recovery Bibles, getting their act together, excited to go home. And when they go home, they're a real father to those kids.
They have a greater chance of being drug-free.
I've got a son who was an addict for 15 years. And I did what you did for a while, quite a while, and it didn't change a thing. And obviously what you have done in bailing him out and helping him hasn't changed anything. And I had to realize that. And finally, our whole family got into a program. We realized that. And one of the turning points in my son's recovery was when I pressed charges and I put him in jail.
So you hear that?
I will say to you definitely, adamantly, do not give 1 cent to what this lawyer is asking for. If he gets off on this stuff, it'll be worse the next time. And at some point, you got to stop being the enabler, and he's got to face up to what he's doing and the consequences. And until he does, nothing will change. You got to believe me. And I've seen it in other families that I've worked with because of what we went through and what my son's been in recovery now for 22 years. He was 28 years old when he stopped. He's 50 years old now. I have other families that come to me as a counselor because of my son's success in recovery. And they have done the same things, and change takes place. Nothing will change until you stop dramatically and you let him know, no, we cannot do this. It's time for you to face the consequences and work it through on your own.
I had a friend of mine from college call me, and he's tearful, and he says, Steve, I've just driven 5 hours. My son is in jail for this drug thing, and I just wrote a check to bail him out of jail. Now, what do I say to him when I see him? Help me. And I said, you got to go get that check back.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what do you mean? I said, you must go get the check back, and you must tear it up, and you must go see your son, and you say, I'm going home now, and I'll come back in a few days, and I'll see you again.
I told my son, you know, I am not going to come visit you because I can't stand that place.
Yeah.
I'll take your calls.
Yeah.
But I'm not even going to come visit you because I've had it.
So,
and I said, was that a big step in your recovery? He said, well, he kind of said, but I started to believe you after
started
that.
To believe you.
That's a big step.
So guess what? I get a call from this guy every year telling me, well, my son just celebrated another year of sobriety.
He got the check back.
Wow. Oh, he did. He in tears, he went to that bailiff and got the check back, tore it up, and went to his son and says, and he came back, drove that 5 hours back 10 days from then, and that's when the boy believed him.
Yeah.
There is no question in our mind that you should not be dishonest and help him plead not guilty or whatever. You should not support him getting off of a consequence that he needs to suffer for his behavior.
And see, that's tough love, Janet. It's, you got to affirm your love to him. Say, we love you, son. When you get things going, we'll be there 100% for you. But you've got to face the consequences of what you've done.
And it will be
what
hurtful.
Your life has been.
It'll be hurtful to him, but it won't be harmful to him. Not hurting him and letting him get off and feeling like he's still omnipotent and manipulative is
nothing
what he is. He's
him.
Omnipulative. That's my new word.
It's another word.
Omnipotent. Omnipulative. You stop all that and it becomes a game changer.
Janet, he's proven to you he doesn't learn from his mistakes because you've helped him before.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have. We've helped him over and over.
Out of that help, what did he do?
He says now, though, he says now that he's learned from his mistakes and he's
it's all talk.
He's never said that to you before. He's never said that to you before, I bet.
Words are cheap.
He's never said, I finally understand, if you'll just do this one thing for me, I'll
No, Steve is saying you've probably heard those words before,
Right, but this time he really, really means it.
Well, he's desperate. Mm-hmm. He's desperate.
Hey, listen.
He's desperate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't forget
he'll say
that word, omnimanipulative. Because he is. And you can change this, and you got to bring your husband along with you.
And Janet, you got to have support to do it. And you need to be in an Al-Anon meeting and where other people are doing the same thing. And they're encouraging you and supporting you in this. Because I couldn't have done it without the support of a group. It was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And yet it was the game changer. The life changer.
And so is this Dave?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Listen to his wisdom.
And so Dave, your son, when he came out of prison, how long was he there in prison?
He was in for 6 months.
Six months.
Yeah, only 6 months. But that was about the third time he was in. But it was what changed. It wasn't prison that changed him. It was me and my honesty and my wife's honesty in saying, we're done. We're not supporting this
anymore.
Well,
Dave, you said to me that you realized what you were doing for him, you were really doing for
yourself. I was doing it for myself,
And when you came to that realization, this was kind of selfish in helping him get off the hook. That, I think, was a huge game changer.
Oh, that's the game changer.
So,
you do it for yourself.
The only reason you'll bail him out is so you'll feel better.
But you don't feel...
Actually, the reason I was considering doing that was for his children, my grandchildren, because...
You would feel better.
Tears my heart out for their father.
You would feel better. You would feel better for them and for you if you bail him out. But that goes against the reality that he has a problem and it has consequences and he needs to face them.
And if you bail him out, you just delay the change.
Yep.
Right. So do it for your grandchildren.
Do it for them.
Do it for them.
Let him suffer the consequences so that someday they will have a dad.
Him in prison, able to face the reality of his... We'll show you whether or not he was serious. I'm really ready. And it will be a gift to the grandchildren. Hey, listen. There are a lot of years left. Let's fix this thing right now. Mm-hmm. We'll be back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust.
So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back, and I'm just hoping that Janet, who was so willing to call us and ask our advice, will follow that. Earlier, I mentioned the babies, and we found the babies on the website. And I want to show you where these babies are. So they'll bring it up. If you scroll up on the website there, you can see the babies. They're there. Babies are right there somewhere. There's the bullying video.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the babies. Anyway.
Oh, there they are.
Where?
Oh, I thought I saw them.
No.
Sorry.
They're there.
Okay.
Mike said they were
by
there.
By the time you scroll down, they'll be there. Just trust me on that. Little babies as you scroll down.
It is a riot.
All right. Our final call here. Let's go to Dan from Ephrata, Washington. Boy, these and he watches on NRB Network.
It's Ephrata, like Bible.
Ephrata.
You're just not doing very good today. Steve's not doing good on cities.
So I go from devil to Ephrata. All right. How could we help you, Dan?
Don't be Ephrata.
We don't have a lot of time, but I did want to get to
your... Good morning. I watched your show on NRB the other day, and I'm just in complete agreement with you about Alcoholics Anonymous coming out of the Bible, and that... I believe, you know, I was deceived for a long time. I had the little higher power thing. I prayed for things that God is not involved in. And you know what? If Christ doesn't live in you, there's a lot of higher powers out there spiritually that are way higher than you, but only one died for you. Only one has your best interest and a plan and a hope for your future. And I think at some point, if you live a spiritual life, which is not necessarily Christian, but if you live a spiritual life, you stay sober and you're praying, that at some point God comes to you and says, hey, it's either time you follow me in my ways or you choose AA in the world's ways, because that's what happened to me. And, you know, I want to be with God. And,
amen. Hey, do you have a Life Recovery Bible?
No, I don't have one.
Well, you got one coming.
I'll send it to you, and okay, then I want to hear your story. I want your story. I want you to send me your story. We'll get your information after this.
I would love to do that.
All right.
Fantastic, Dan.
Okay. And,
you're right on it. But, but you say a lot of those higher powers are higher than they are, but a lot of them are really kind of empty. There's not much there. I've had.
There's no power.
They steal and destroy. Yeah. They did everything but kill me.
Yeah. And you got to get the real power, and that's Jesus. He's the only one that has that power.
Well, you know, I hear these people that, you know, they're recovering and they're into Wicca. Witchcraft and all this stuff, and boy, there's power there.
Well,
absolutely,
it's demonic power.
Demonic power.
Well, and you know, if you don't have Christ in you, see, Christ knows everything, and if you don't have Christ in you, you can be deceived. And if there's only one thing true about being deceived, it's the fact that if you are, you don't know it.
Well, here's the other thing. Here's the other
good
thing.
Good point.
You don't know what you don't know. That's deception. Now, but the other thing is, there are a lot of Christians who've never made Jesus their higher power.
Oh, absolutely. I heard you say that on the TV show, and I agree with that.
And so that's important, that we look at what are we willing to make our higher power. All right. Well, anything else you want to add there, Dan?
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, the purpose of Alcoholics Anonymous is not to save your soul. It's to save your life so that you can make a decision without drugs and alcohol affecting your decision about what you want to do with your eternity, because it's your choice.
All right. Well, thank you, Dan. Hold on. We'll send you that Life Recovery Bible.
Yeah, we look forward to your story.
Yes.
Yeah. Any of you that have a story, I'd just love to have it. We'd love to talk to you about including it in the book we're writing. It's either the Life Recovery book or Life Recovery Big Book or the Serenity book. We don't know what it is. But anyway, we're working on it, Dave and I. It's about time after 20 years and 2 million Bibles out there. Let's do it. Let's get
going,
it done.
Guys.
That's right.
Well, a couple of things. I'm sure that if you go to the website, you, unlike me, will be able to find those babies. Just scroll down. It's really fascinating. It's worth the effort to
just
find
them.
Just out
of curiosity to find out where they are.
Oh, my goodness. They are.
There they are.
Just,
there they are.
Oh, look. There are those little babies. There they are. Everybody see the babies? They are.
They
amazing.
Are real. They are about 10 months old.
Yeah, they're amazing. Mm-hmm. And they're twins. All right, we've got Every Man's Battle coming up, and that's August the 12th, and that's through the 14th. If you or someone you know has a sexual integrity problem, then please come and join us. Please. And then, so I don't forget this, I'm preaching this weekend at Heartland Church, 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock. Intersection of 96 and the 69 freeway, and I'm
in Indianapolis.
In Indianapolis, yeah. I'm preaching about the manhood or the humanity of Jesus. Now, we have a Club New Life. People give monthly to Club New Life. And because the average is $42, you only have to be in Club New Life, it's only $30. But the average is $42. When we have 1,000 new members, it increases our support by $42,000. We need four people to join today. That's all. Could you be one of those four that step up? And if four people a day join, we get to our 1,000 people. And we really do need you to do it. And people have been faithful, and we're really doing well. So please, could you be one of those people, one of those four? I hope so. Also, before Dave helps us with some scripture here at the end, on the 12th of August, I'll be speaking in Atlanta on Friday at Women of Faith. And if you want a ticket and you call their website or their go to their website, womenoffaith.com, or call them, and you mention New Life, they'll give you $10 off right there. But I hope to see you there at Women of Faith. Dave, some scripture for us?
Well, I'm thinking about our first caller in particular who is giving up. And as I said, you know, the other day, I'm working my way through Galatians, and what I saw that was so fascinating in the third chapter is that Paul is trying to describe the promises, you know, not just the promise of the Holy Spirit, but the promise of blessing that he gave to Abraham. And what struck me was he said it's irrevocable, those promises, and that the law, which came 450 years later, didn't negate those promises. And since we're part of the family of Abraham as believers, we can come to we can rest in that. And so, you know, people can rest in the fact that God's promise of the Holy Spirit, God's promise of a blessed life and the fruit of the Holy Spirit, those are irrevocable promises, and we can count on them. And that's that's so important.
Amen. All right. Well, if you could help us, we sure would appreciate it. And what we'll do, if you do help us, we'll send you a copy of the new book, Walking Into Walls. We have it. Bookstores don't even have it yet. 5 blind spots that block God's work in you. Maybe you're struggling with justifiable resentment or arrogant entitlement. Or maybe it's just stubborn resistance, which we see so many times. People call, they want help, but they're so resistant to anything we say. It's yes, but, or I already have. And then probably one of the biggest challenges is getting through this wall of disconnected isolation where we wall ourselves off. And then hopefully one of the big walls that we help you with is blind ignorance. As our caller said, the problem with not knowing what you don't know is that you don't know that you don't know it. That's pretty sad. But this book will help you. There's a journey of how to get out of your rut, how to get unstuck, and then what is the difference between a wall and a boundary? A lot of people have been setting what they thought were boundaries, but they were walls between them and other people, between them and God, between them and the future that God has for them. And there's a whole chapter on the difference of walls and boundaries, and a chapter on moving forward, how to move out of that past where you're walled off from the reality of the world and into that future. It's a great book. It's the best book I've ever written. I think I've written some good books. I hope so, but this is the best. If you've never read one of my books, read this one and just be done with it. You'll be fine. It's called Walking Into Walls. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is where you can find it. That's 1-800-639-5433. That's the number you call to support us. Or you go to the website, newlife.com, and find those babies. They You'll be glad you did. It's fascinating stuff. And we'll see you here tomorrow on New Life Live. God bless you. Have a great day. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Jill, and all of you that watch.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.